Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I overheard a clip saying a girl has a poop fetish. How do you do that? How do you just have a poop fetish? How do you just look at poop?
I'll tell you. Two girls, one cup.
All right. I mean, are you kidding me, Gabe?
I mean, realistically, I think we've talked about it off and on the pod. How much to actually blow it up right now?
Realistically, it's
right now.
Give me a real figure on if we're
nobody's going to jail for arson. We're just that's all. Right.
Here's what we do. We pay off the rest of the loan on the car.
Okay.
So I think there's only like $3,000 left on the loan.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Carvana. And we see whatever the trade-in value that Carvana would give
What's Carvana?
It's just like a cart selling.
It's like CarMax.
Yeah.
That was a restaurant.
Whatever.
Like one final
good.
Meal?
Sounds good.
So whatever the trade-in value there is,
that.
Damn.
That's a lot of math.
Too much.
It's $5,000 flat.
I think
y'all are just in the fucking stratosphere.
But then we gotta. How are we gonna do it legally? How are we gonna blow up the Yaris legally?
You ever driven 2 hours north from Los Angeles?
That's true.
Yeah, we got some messages of people just being like, "I live in the high desert. Come through. Like, we can make it happen."
Yeah, I mean, you drive 2 hours outside of LA. It's just swamp people.
But 2 hours out of any major city.
Yeah.
You're
just
like,
what
oh,
happens?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, are they ever going to build on it? Or they're just like, we need this.
I think what happens is all the viable people go to the big cities, and the people that are not viable just stay there and just drink swamp water and just slowly become crocodiles.
But some places don't even have, like, people who
electricity.
Well, that too. But there's just fields.
Yeah.
And just fields. And there's, like, one cow. And you're like, can we put a fucking Long John Silver's out here?
There's
what?
No
what
Arby's here.
Uh-uh.
Not one Arby's. God, Arby's is so good. The horseradish sauce? Yeah. Are you shaking your head that you don't like Arby's?
Yeah, I have taste buds.
I'm going to break this fucking microphone.
You really like Arby's that much?
I actually... Dude, the horseradish sauce?
Okay.
Horseradish sauce is a crazy
thing.
Somebody
told me that all wasabi at most, like 98% of sushi restaurants, is just horseradish sauce. It's not even wasabi. Actual wasabi is, I guess, very expensive.
Hold on. So horseradish... But what, do they just put food coloring in it?
Yeah.
All right, this whole world's a hoax, and I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of videos I've seen where they're like, this is how we add steam to a fucking commercial of a pancake. And you're like, just vaping behind a pancake?
IHOP? The whole mashed potatoes is ice cream thing?
Oh, God, that's fucked.
Fuck you. Fuck you straight to heck.
Heck?
Okay.
Did I ever tell you my friend gave up cussing for Lent?
Yes, you did, and I don't like
it's
him.
So funny. Just to hear him be like, ah, oh, frick. And you're like, what? Were you 2 minutes late for Torah school?
What's his name right here? I'm going to, what's that word? What's that word that you
frog say? Frog march him?
Okay. That's not what I'm going to say. But could you frog march a guy?
Sure.
When you frog march someone, is your hands in their vagina and walking them? That's not frog marching. You bring them to a doctor to get fisted.
I think it's the first.
No, yeah, you. You force someone to walk forward by holding and pinning their arms behind their...
This is, you, I mean, what year was this? This is not okay.
This is before the English language was done. And they're like, what's an animal? And the guy's like, we only got one, frogs. When were dogs invented?
How did wolves just become bitch-ass dogs? We're so mean.
We're like, hey, we got food. And the guy's like, oh, you guys seem chill. And like, psych, bitch, sit.
Sit.
Give me your paws. What am I doing?
First of all, Greta knows how to catch a tennis ball now.
Oh, whole life,
dude.
But is it like a regulation-sized tennis ball?
No, I heard the mouse is tiny.
I was gonna say.
Oh, it has to be regulation. Andre Agassi?
It's like, well, I remember when I first caught a football, I was like, hell yeah. And they're like, yeah, but that's like middle school size. That's peewee size. And I go, there's a bigger one?
Oh, yeah.
Then they throw you the regulation size one? You're like, what is this?
Dude, the NFL size footballs are you feel like a
basketball
bitch.
Is everything, yeah.
Well, basketballs are the same all the way around. No, I mean, they have the woman's size ones, the 28.5.
What do you think I was playing with?
Woman's?
Yep.
Hold on.
I'll tell you what, though. My old elementary school that I went to has 7-foot hoops. Sometimes when I'm back in the hometown and I'm bored, I'll go over there just to dunk on some 7-footers. Feels great.
That's a very American thing, to have a 7-foot hoop. I'm dunking. No, you're not.
Well, what's the definition of dunking?
On a 10-foot hoop. It's got to be 10 feet. Because then you're like, I'm the best. I'm dunking.
It's so empowering. You know what's fucked? When you miss a dunk. Jesus. The ball flies out of your hands, hits the rim, and flies backwards.
Loser. That can you just imagine being like an NBA player? Because you see it by the thousands. NBA players, full fucking fast break. Dude is 6'9", can jump out the goddamn gym. He can literally jump over a Miata and then misses a dunk.
When it's a normal dunk, I feel bad. But when they do all the extra shit, you're like, you kind of put that on yourself.
Yes. I had a girl over, and then she only wanted it slow.
I got nut quicker because I got more time to feel. When you go fast, you're not feeling anything. You're just a hada, 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 hada.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm the opposite. If I'm going slow,
your penis is making R&B music. You've seen the Take You Down video with Chris Brown?
Yeah.
My nipples got hard watching it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, he can't. I mean, God, the dancing?
The dancing, he's on like a spinning, like sideways circle.
Oh, that one.
You know what I'm talking about? When I first
this bitch is chained up?
Oh, man. I showed it to the lady and I was like, what does this do for you? She goes, not much. And I was like,
fuck you.
I was like, I'm wet.
Divorced. Right,
I'll take your wetness and give it on me. It's one of the hottest things. It's got like 300 million views or something crazy.
I can't believe it has that. I can't believe it didn't do that in the first 20 minutes.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Huh?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Dude, this guy, I think he was just fucking oiled down with butter. You chained up, dancing, and we've all seen his cock. It's big. I mean, it's close to this. Yeah. Like, I don't even get it. How do you dance that good with a fucking dick that big?
I'll tell you. It's pretty easy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, how do you have all these? Something got to be off.
Yeah, I mean,
he's not a very peaceful guy, as we know.
No. The way he moves, it's just, he's like a wind chime. This guy's fucking just, he is.
Wind chimes. Hoax or no?
Definitely a hoax.
I remember somebody told me if you poke out, or Dreamcatcher?
Dreamcatcher.
That's what I'm thinking. Somebody's like, if you poke at it, all the bad dreams will come out. And I had one in my room, and I got nervous one night, and I accidentally poked one, and I had a bad dream.
Hold on. So if you poke it...
It releases because it catches all the bad dreams. And then I was like, oh, fuck, what if you poke it? Do you have nightmares? And I poked it. Had a nightmare.
So the dream catcher only catches bad dreams?
Yeah, but it sends you the good ones. I mean, you should know. You're fucking that one girl who talks to, what is it, Mario Kart?
Oh, my God. I forgot about her.
The human beings and... Bean?
Oh, my... What?
You guys talk still?
No! I will say, Raya, working for me so far. Ask me if I've been on a date yet. No, but it's working for me so far because these women are
professional. That's why. They don't have enough time to be like, hey, let's meet for a drink.
Exactly. Because
she's like, I'm an elephant whisperer. You're like, this is about as normal as it gets. I'll see this one through.
Hit it. but no, it's good. It's good. They're all professional.
Did you,
give it to me.
In Houston? Dallas?
Houston, no. Dallas, yes.
I hooked up with a girl in Dallas like 3 years ago when I first started touring. And she said something about licking chocolate syrup off her tits. And that's the only thing I remember about her. And she like DM'd me the next day. It was like, had fun last night. Sign syrup tits. I'm in.
That sounds like my fucking wife. Hold on. So she didn't do it and she didn't.
I forget how it came about, but she like said something.
Yeah.
And then it like interrupted the show. And then we got like the bantering somehow led to that.
Oh, I understand. So she said it like in.
Or somebody, she like DM'd me something and was like, you can lick chocolate syrup off my tits. And then to the crowd, I was like, I mean, I already knew this. Dallas is by far the craziest, wildest show I've had to date, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe Chico.
Chico's
gotta be wild.
Chico was just yelling for like 45 minutes. I couldn't even get through jokes. They're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And this was like this was just like in the Bryson Zoomies day. So it was like wild off that. But I think she sent me a DM that was like, you can have chocolate syrup off my tits. And so I was like, I knew this was gonna be a crazy show when I got this DM. And she's like, I'm right here. And I was like, oh, I think that's what happened. Because then afterwards we hooked up and
you did,
let us.
Did you stop by CVS and get Hershey's syrup?
No.
Mistake?
You know how to dig it? Whiskey dick. Penis. Didn't work then.
Oh, no.
Didn't work.
No.
Penis was like, yeah, I'm tired.
You ever go in the bathroom and talk to your dick like, bah?
All the time.
Oh.
Spin around like a helicopter. Wake up.
Oh, my God. Ding, 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 if I was you, I'd keep Cialis in my pocket.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
I would. It was fine. We had a good night. It was cool. Massive wreck.
Had to. You can't say I'm going to put Hershey's chocolate on my little tits. You can't have fucking bug bite tits and put goddamn Hershey's chocolate on it.
Yeah.
They got to be voluptuous.
Voluptuous. Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up, only $5 a month. God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.